Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
At the United States Postal Service, we deliver fast and affordably for small biz, big box, large scale, wholesale, retail, B2B, B2C, ASAP. USPS, delivering for America. Learn more at usps.com/delivering.
Good afternoon, this is Sam Anderson, back again with another edition of Rockstar Classics, exclusive via all available apps. So if you're new to this show, each episode I will play classic rock and try to provide some background to the stories behind the tracks, as well as play some of the best new tracks from the world of rock and metal. So on this week's show, we've got some great music from acts such as Placebo, Def Leppard and Girls Girl, and some new material from the Chronicles of Manimal and Samara, Ring Them Bells, and She Burns Red, as well as Dog Soldier. So we're going to start things off with Red Hot Chili Peppers and Desecration Smile.
We'll be right back.
That was the Red Hot Chili Peppers, one of my favourite tracks off their 2006 double album Stadium Arcadium. The track is the fourth single from the album, and I think it's the first track on the first disc. The track is about Anthony Kiedis and a relationship he had with a woman called Heather. A reference to the woman can be heard in one of the verses, in which they sing, "Beneath the heather lies the meadowlark." When Kiedis sings about being serenaded by the Terror Bird, in fact, he's referring to a band called the Terrors, which Heather took him to see. Fans first heard this at the Bridge School Benefit, an annual charity concert held by Neil Young and his wife Peggy in 2004. It's a track that won them many fans, most notably Paul McCartney. But it did have one criticism, and that was the chorus. So John Frusciante, the guitarist, went away and came back with a new one. John Frusciante's then girlfriend, Emily Cocowl of the indie rock band Warpaint, provided backing vocals. And Anthony Kiedis did reveal that the album itself was based, well, it was, as well as being inspired by his own relationship with his girlfriend, the album itself was based on the band's experiences with relationships through love and women, or with pregnancies and marriages and their struggles in relationships. So I'm going to move on very swiftly now with a new band. This is a new band from Denmark called Ring Them Bells. This is their latest track.
En USPS entregamos más paquetes para que tú también puedas hacerlo.
¡Llegaron mis zapatos de fútbol!
Más rápido de lo que esperaba.
¿Entrega para la futura deportista?
¡Huepa! Llegó la sortija y le va a encantar. Está en ella.
¿Entrega para una futura esposa?
¡Oye! ¡Llegó mi nueva computadora!
¿Entrega para una futura startup? En USPS, sin importar el negocio que tengas, siempre estaremos entregando por ti. Entregamos para todos. Conoce más en usps.com/paratodos.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code CHAMPION200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code CHAMPION200 to win $200 in free bets if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Virginia only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
Evil Twin.
Wrong. I've had the evil twin blues since I was young. I can still hear the hollow whistle from its long lying tongue.
So fresh in memory, the sense of dread that caught the town folks every time it's on my head. They must have seen someone else instead. They all look like the dead.
Running in my evil twin. It's hard to spot him, but here's a clue. He looks like anyone, maybe even you. Take a walk in his shoes, you'll get the evil twin blues.
That was Ring Them Bells with Evil Twin, which is a follow-up to the band's previous single, Capitol Hill. The two tracks have been earning raver reviews so far, with plenty of airplay on Danish national radio, as well as radio stations in Germany, United Kingdom and Australia. The track is taken from their forthcoming album, which is set for release in the autumn of this year. It is, of course, about an evil twin, and the track is inspired from the world of literature from Dostoevsky and the Ukrainian-born writer Nikolai Gogol. The track is headed by vocalist Johannes Nidam, and it features Danish singer Solrun Stigbjørnø from Hand in Shadow adding his airy vocals. So I hope you did enjoy that track. The track itself, though, is available the 3rd of June. So I'm going to move on very swiftly now with Kula Shaker and Govinda. It's a very unusual track for Rockstar Classics. It's a song spoken entirely, or should I say sang entirely, in Sanskrit. The song is about Govinda, one of the many names of Lord Krishna. The lyrics of the song are said to have been taken from a Sanskrit devotional song to Krishna, previously recorded by singers from Radha Krishna Temple in the 1970 album produced by George Harrison. Crispin Mills, the lead singer, mentioned this was an improvisation of a Hindu prayer to Krishna. The lyrics are mainly made up of the different names for Krishna: Govinda, Gopala, Radharamana, Nasiga Dev, and Gaura Hari. I should have really researched this before I went on air. It is the only British top 10 hit to have been sung entirely in Sanskrit, so it's not just this radio show that holds that honour. And Govinda was the second single off Kulashekar's debut album, K, an alternate version of the song. Govinda 97, Harry and St. George, appeared on the Summer Sun EP. So, I'm going to move on now with some Placebo, Every You, Every Me. I kind of hope I got the name right this time.
Your body's broken, yours is bent.
That was Placebo with Every You and Every Me, which is from the which is from their 1998 album Without You I'm Nothing. Surprisingly enough, I actually believe that was my first female fronted rock band that I ever listened to. Then imagine my surprise when I realised the singer's name was Brian. So that track itself, though, featured on the soundtrack of the movie Cruel Intentions, with the actors Ryan Phillippe and featuring the actresses Reese Witherspoon, Selma Blair, and Sarah Michelle Gellar, best known as Buffy to basically everybody. that was the third single from their second studio album. It came a year after their hit single Nancy Boy broke through in the United Kingdom. The lead singer Brian Moco wanted to call this Heavy Metal Petting Zoo, which would have been a pretty awesome name for a song, but he was overruled. It's a song that he's not quite sure what it's about, but he does think that it's about a lot of people, as he was quoted in a 1998 interview, and he said it's probably everybody's had the displeasure of sleeping with him. So so I'll leave it on that note. So I'm going to move on very swiftly now with the second. Well, it's with the Chronicles of Manimal and Samara, who, if you remember, I featured on their on last week's show. So I'm going to play the latest single, which is from their forthcoming album, Trust No Leaders, which is out on July the 1st. This particular song, won't be available until the 20th of May. This is called Shaman.
Fading.
That was The Chronicles of Manimal and Samara with the latest single Shaman, which is due off their upcoming sophomore album Trust No Leaders, which is out on July 21st. Yeah, so hope you enjoyed that combination of poetry and rock music. So before I move on, if you are interested in getting any music played on the show, you could contact me via my email, which is a rockstarpoet30@gmail.com. Alternatively, you can find me on Twitter, which is the Ramley Man's Reviews, which is at Ansem Anderson. Or alternatively, you can find me on Facebook, which is Ramley Man Writings. So I'm going to move on with the Dan Reed Network and Starlight, followed by Def Leppard and Take What You Want.
En USPS entregamos más paquetes para que tú también puedas hacerlo.
¡Llegaron mis zapatos de fútbol!
Más rápido de lo que esperaba.
¿Entrega para la futura deportista?
¡Huepa! Llegó la sortija y le va a encantar. Está en ella.
¿Entrega para una futura esposa?
¡Oye! ¡Llegó mi nueva computadora!
¿Entrega para una futura startup?
En USPS, sin importar el negocio que tengas, siempre estaremos entregando por ti. Entregamos para todos. Conoce más en usps.com/para todos.
Moms are amazing at tracking down hard-to-find items. Library books, socks, you name it. But sometimes help is welcomed. Care.com makes it easy to find babysitters near you. Sitters with the experience and skills your family needs, like after-school pickup and homework help. You just post a job for qualified sitters to apply. And since all Care.com caregivers are background checked, you can feel confident about interviewing and hiring. To get the child care help you need, sign up now at Care.com.
Was Def Leppard with Take What You Want, their second single from their forthcoming 12th studio album, Diamond Star Halos, which will be out on May the 27th. And before that was the Dan Reed Network with Starlight, a track that was released last year, but it's from their new studio album, Let's Hear It for the King, which will be their sixth and their first since 2018's Origins. That will be released. That will be released in June. So I'm going to move on very swiftly now with a band that I previously mentioned with a great story a few months back. The band is Dog Soldier. They're from Ann Arbor, Michigan. And they did release an album back in 1988 called Name Your Poison. And now the band have got together with SMTM Records to re-release a second album that they were working on when they unfortunately broke up. They now remastered the album, and they've agreed, well, they're releasing each 10 never before heard singles from that album, Shoot to Kill. This will be the third single from it. This is Gypsy with This is Dog Soldier with Gypsy, Thought I Told You. That is Dog Soldier with Gypsy Thought I Told You, from their lost 1989 album, Shoot to Kill. The album itself was a follow-up to their debut album, Name Your Poison. The band unfortunately broke up and the recordings got lost. So they have, well, now thanks to Third Coast Records and SMTM Records, they found the lost tapings of the album and are working on re-releasing them as 10 singles with the hope of eventual album release. This is down to a collaboration between the former Third Coast Records founder Gary Dimitri and Mark Latessa, and music producer and original Dog Soldier guitarist Matt Singleton, who's now president of SMTM Records. They've remastered the album and have agreed to do this. So eventually they're available now via streaming platforms and digital and terrestrial radio. You can find out more about the album if you visit the record label's website, which is smtmrecords.com. You'll find some more information about Dog Soldier and the initiative that they are doing in their quest to recapture the sound from the band. So I'm going to move on now very swiftly. We'll move on next with Leslie West and Blood of the Sun.
Why did it have to be? Now there's no The sun no longer shines upon this life that I once knew. I guess I'll never know why you had to leave. You made my heart so full. Your love was all I'd ever need. You made
That was Black Label Society with You Made Me Want to Live off their most recent album, Doom Crew Inc., which came out last year. And before that was Leslie West with Blood of the Sun. So I'm going to move on now with another band from Britain, an upcoming band, known as She Burns Red. The four-piece have built quite the reputation with their live performances and are due to go on tour again this May with Kicking Valentina. This is their latest single, Rise and Fall.
Take the prisoners.
our Rockstar Classics finishes with two tracks from two upcoming bands in here in Britain. That was Raptors, spelled with an X, which with Demons in My Headphones. Like I said, the band are from Bristol, here in England, and well, that came out via the Metal Blade Records, which is a very impressive record label. And before that was She Burns Red, with their latest single, Rise and Fall. The band, like I said, the band will be touring this May with Kicking Valentina, and they've been described as a three-quarter Scottish and one-quarter Italian, and they're quite heavily influenced for bands as diverse as Foo Fighters and Queens of the Stone Age to the Wild Hearts and Mastodon. They've got quite an impressive resume. They've toured with quite a bands like Wayward Sons, Trucker Diablo, and Winterstorm, and they've also toured with the Choir Boys too. They did have a debut EP that was due out, but that had to be scrapped, unfortunately, due to COVID. That album was produced by Toby Jepson. So this is their latest single, which was recorded by Matt Ellis at the Axis Studios. So hopefully there'll be more to come from those guys. So thank you very much for everybody that tunes in every day, or not every day, whenever I'm on, to listen to the show. I really do truly appreciate it. My name is Anson Anderson, and this has been Rockstar Classics. Until next time, keep on rocking.
Good news. You started a company. Now you have to run it. When you look out into the sea of CRMs, it can look extremely blue. But HubSpot is here to give your company a more human approach. We're a CRM that's easy to use, aligns all your teams seamlessly, and delivers a better experience for your customers. So your business feels like a helpful partner and not just some company trying to force a sale. There's a better way to help grow your business by connecting your people, your customers, and your business. HubSpot. Grow better.